Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Clara Villarosa, folks, the force that is known as Clara Villarosa is here. And she's been with us now for 10 years. Clara, thank you for 10 great years. She's the author of many books, including Down to Business, including The Words of African-American Heroes. She's an award-winning entrepreneur, and she's 89 years old. And do not get in her way, folks. You will be run over. Clara, thanks again for being here. I love hearing the truths that you've learned in your long and productive life. You've raised two beautiful daughters. You've got grandkids. You've owned businesses. You know, it's one thing to start a business, Clara. Anybody can do that. But when you run one well enough that somebody else will buy it from you, that's a real testament to your entrepreneurship. Yep. And I want to congratulate you on that.
It's been a great life. And one of the things that I wished I had known when I was younger that I know now is that the challenges in your life are there for a reason. Life is not easy. But with each challenge, you learn something. I used to think that when I had a challenge, that's terrible. No, it's a gift. Mm-hmm. Because as you manage your challenges, you learn new skills. It strengthens you. It builds grit.
And anything worthwhile takes effort and requires some sacrifice. If it were easy, monkeys would be doing it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes. It is not easy. However, there's a benefit to it. And we have to look at what are the benefits to, like, a smooth sea makes a poor sailor.
Say that again.
A smooth sea makes a poor sailor.
Write that down, folks. That's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Claire.
Right. And when you go through a smooth sea, you don't learn to manage anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit there and relax.
Right.
But when it's rough, you have to figure out and adapt and figure out what to do. And it builds grit, it builds strength, and you learn lessons that you can continue to use the rest of your life. And so the bumps that you have, bless those bumps, because they're there to make you a better person.
Yeah, you should not. One of the things that I try to encourage people to realize when they're in their small business, in the front door of your business is going to come challenges and opportunities, and oftentimes that they're not opportunities until you deal with the challenges. You've got to convert those challenges into opportunities. They come in looking like challenges, but they're really opportunities. How many times, Clara, have you and I had something to hit us between the eyes, and we would say, this is awful. Why has this happened to me? And 30 days later, you look back and you say, wow, how fortunate I was.
Yes, I can think of many of them. The one thing, I was about to be terminated from a job. I thought the world had ended at that point. No, it had not ended. I turned that lemon into lemonade, used the money that I left. When I left the job, I said, no, I'm leaving. If you don't want me here, I'm not going to be here. And I took the money, and I started my first bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Never would have done that without some push in that direction.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was downsized twice in 18 months. And the second time, instead of doing my resume, I said to myself, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. I started my own business, just like you did.
I don't need them to help me do it.
That's right. Claire, this is really good stuff. I want to come back to, as we wrap up, I want to come back to what you learned about being healthy. You talked to us about eating healthy. The other four, give us the other four real quick. This is really important, folks. This is you're hearing this from someone who's 89, and you can tell what a force she still is. So she practices this list. Go ahead.
All right. Not smoking. Getting regular physical exercise. Moderate alcohol consumption. And maintaining your normal weight.
Yeah.
And when I read those five, I started to make a list to do on Instagram, and I have 40 more of them.
Yeah, you got 40 more.
Yes.
Now, some people would say, Claire, some people would say, as we used to say to our ministers, you stopped preaching and started meddling now.
No. I got it. I wrote it down. Because that's what I'm going to use on Instagram.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. If Clara says it, knowing how successful she's been, knowing that she's coming forth like she is on the show here today at 89, I know I'm going to get a hold of that list and do what Clara says. That's my new watchword for my life is I'm going to do what Clara says. Hey, Clara, it's so much fun having you on the show. Thank you for 10 great years. Let's do 10 more. What do you think?
100.
I'll be right here. Hey, Clara, believe it or not, I've had people older than you as members of my brain trust. So you're just a baby for some of those people. Clara Villarosa, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get her back another day. She's always welcome here. We always love having her on the show. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back. That's all I've ever for
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.